Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
Is it possible for someone to be innocently and ignorantly prepared, the word prepared, for adultery? And the answer is yes. 50% of all these pastors that we surveyed said they got involved with a friend. And 90% of these pastors who admitted to sexual indiscretion said, and they got to choose words out of two lists, they chose words out of the blindsided, bushwhacked, shocked, surprised, didn't see it coming. So there is a blindness, an entrapment that begins to occur that you just don't see arising in this particular relationship that maybe you've been developing over time. So we use a picture of a web that gets built between two people innocently and ignorantly. And it contains the kind of things that we all do out of kindness and generosity sometimes. Not with intention of going to bed or having sex with this person. That's the furthest thing from our mind. But I'll go through a bunch of those real quick.
Sure.
You save topics of conversation that with this person. Maybe you're an engineer, and she is too, and your wife doesn't like math. And so you just begin to save little articles. Or maybe you're a musician, and your husband doesn't care for music. And so you start saving CDs, and you're passing them back and forth with these people. You begin to maybe share some spousal difficulties with the goal of improving your marriage. You know, you say, well, I don't understand women. Help me figure out how they work. You might even begin to anticipate seeing this friend because they're always happy and smiling at you. And when you go home, it's second shift. There's work to do. There's people frustrated. It's a very different environment. You might even provide a special treat for this person because they've been working so hard in this ministry you share. You're up getting a cup of coffee and you say, I'll take one of these Starbucks mochas or whatever those desserts are. And so you just begin gradually over time building this relationship innocently. You actually might find yourself spending more alone time with this person. Maybe you're on a biking club or a hiking club, or you work out at the gym with this person. Not just them, but you see them more than you would see your spouse alone. All kinds of things like that. Just kind of gradually build this web. And think of it too, besides a web of entrapment, it's also a web of support. That's that stage two there where you start sharing emotional things, troubles, hard times that you're going through. And as you do that, it just begins to close on you like the frog in the kettle. You know, you just don't even realize how close you are to dying.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.